Press start. Select your player. Jackson Ammons.
That's me.
Ethan Sellers.
Let's go!
This is The Breaking Point.
What is going on today, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Ethan Sellers, and welcome to the 61st Breaking Point episode. How you guys doing? We got Matt Hestel as co-host.
That's
for
me.
First time ever, because you guys want to explain?
Yeah.
You got it.
Jackson explains. Jackson, how about you come explain? Oh, wait. He can't talk because he lost his voice.
Aw. Sorry, Jackson.
It's okay, Jackson. Any words? Any words of wisdom?
Man, I really would like to be on the show, but I can't right now. My voice is kind of messed up. I love you guys, though.
Yeah.
Oh, Jackson.
Awesome.
Jackson, it'll get better.
Jackson. Well, happy May 4th, everyone. May the 4th be with you. Oh, how do lightsabers work?
Don't you, like, press a button?
Right.
And then...
But,
what's the science behind it?
Like, how does a lightsaber... Like, you're telling me that that thing is made of the Force?
Sure. I wouldn't know.
Rachel, you're supposed to know these things.
I've never seen Star Wars.
You've never seen Star Wars?
No.
You brought the wrong person on.
Rachel, why are you on this show? Oh my gosh.
Because you asked me to be. I've seen Rogue One, but I fell asleep, so I don't count.
How do you fall asleep in Rogue One?
That was a good one.
I woke up for the end.
It was exciting.
Somebody won, right? Yep.
Yep. Yes.
Rachel, no.
I'm sorry.
So there are like two theories, and one theory is that they use lasers, and then the other thing is that they use plasma.
Lasers.
You think lasers?
Definitely, yeah. Plasma.
You think I don't know
what is plasma?
I don't know,
but it sounded
like,
cool.
They said like they strip the atoms, oxides, neon stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, that thing.
That stuff.
Right, yeah. Gotcha. I mean, it sounds cooler, so like maybe it's more like sciencey, and maybe it's like more realistic. I don't know.
Yeah. They said that the thing is, though, that they said that it couldn't be either, which is a bit of a problem because, like, I really want a lightsaber. They said that the lasers said that they can only be a fixed length. Like, if you think about a laser pointer, it only goes to, like, a certain point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got you.
And then with plasma, like, you would have to have enough power to power 14,000 households in order to, like, make it vroom vroom.
And that's a lot.
14,000.
That is more than like
in one like lightsaber.
Yeah.
Now you see, Rachel wouldn't know because she's never seen Star Wars.
Right. But like the average person, who's seen Star Wars, which is like everybody except for Rachel.
Yeah. Because Rachel's a loser.
All right. It's the roast Rachel show.
Pretty
yeah.
Much.
Welcome.
But like 14,000. That's so many neighborhoods.
Ridiculous.
That's like bigger than Carmel and probably Noblesville and Westfield like combined.
Combined. Jeez.
Maybe.
Well, I don't know. The other question I had was, how do lightsabers, like, so, like, okay, so the bad guys, everyone knows the bad guys have red lightsabers, but then the other kids have, like, blue and green and, like, even purple lightsabers.
Everyone knows that, yeah.
That's my point, but, like, so, like, why do some people have red lightsabers and then the other have green and blue and purple?
Well, they put, like, those crystals in them, right, and it gives them the color. I don't know what they're called, but, like, the bad guys, it's just, like, inherent, I guess. You gotta choose red.
But like, why would you choose red? Like, if you're a bad guy, like, wouldn't you want to be, like, inconspicuous and be blue and green?
But, like, can't Jedis have, like, these, the midichondrians or whatever.
Oh.
And they, like, that gives them the force,
whoa.
Right? And they can, like, sense things.
A midichondrian?
Like, a midichondrian. They're, like, these little bugs. I don't know how to describe it, but, like...
You're a nerd.
But it's in like the first episode, I swear. But
a midichondrian.
Like, yeah, I don't know if that's like exactly how you say it, but like it's that they give them like the force. They could probably like sense that it's a bad guy in the first place. So like, why not just own it, you know?
I don't know. I feel like my microwave would take over first.
Your microwave?
Are you still talking about this?
Yes, my microwave is weird. It like flashes light and then just like sounds like it's gonna catch on fire.
Does it have like a lock on it? I know there are people with like microwaves with locks on it.
Locks?
No.
I don't know why.
Why would you have a lock in your microwave?
I don't know. But it like locks itself.
Have you heard? It's trying to take over.
Okay, I've never realized this, but like a lot of people say that microwave food tastes different.
It does.
I have. Well, it depends. If it's like leftovers, of course it's gonna taste different.
Well, yeah, but like, guys, I have some pressing news to tell you.
What's that?
Yes.
Darth Vader is alive.
No, he's not.
like he actually is alive in Tennessee.
You're kidding.
No.
Like Darth Vader, like from the movie.
Like Darth Vader, the surgical technician.
Oh.
is alive in Tennessee. Now Rachel has no idea who Darth Vader is.
Oh my god, you're literally undermining me.
Never seen the movie, but
wow, Rachel.
I know who he is.
Darth Vader, what is that his like real name? Like,
yeah, no, his name is Darth Vader Williamson. He is 39.
That's funny.
And he was named in 1978, a year after the first release of the Star Wars.
That's actually crazy.
And what? He says that he hates his name because he was bullied in school because his name was Darth Vader.
Well, I would bully a kid named Darth Vader?
I would love that
Clearly
kid.
Clearly has the Force.
Like, he's going to come at you with the Force.
He would. Like,
he's the evilest Jedi in the world.
And his name is Darth Vader. Like, that's just, like, crazy. I wish I had the name Darth Vader. Not going to lie.
No, you don't.
Matt Hostel, Darth Vader. Darth Vader sounds cooler.
We're going to start calling him Darth Vader. Starting now.
Darth Vader Hostel.
Oh, my God.
Sounds good.
I like it.
I like it.
All right. So, Darth Vader Hostel.
Yes, Ethan Sellers. It sounds
my name just sounds so much more boring after Darth Vader Estelle.
Guy's 39 and he hates his name.
Yeah, and the worst part about it is that he doesn't even like Star Wars.
Really?
See, I'm not alone.
He likes
there's two people who don't like Star Wars.
I feel like this would make me hate Star Wars if my name was Darth Vader. That's
probably what it was.
Yeah.
Okay, what if your name was like Princess Leia though?
That kind of stinks.
No.
That's a terrible name.
Princess Leia Lacey.
I'd change my name so fast.
Wasn't his name, he was supposed to be named like Junior or something, right? He was supposed to be named differently, but like his, I don't even know. It was, his dad was like a Star Wars buff. He's like, yo, yeah. You know what? That's my kid, Darth Vader.
Oh my God.
Not Luke Skywalker or anyone like good. Anakin. No, Darth Vader.
And he prefers Alien over Star Wars. Like, I don't even know what Alien is.
That you don't know what Alien is.
I don't know what Alien is.
Okay. It's like the big, the creatures that are like, they're the black and they have the big tongue and they're like.
okay, guys, we have figured it out. Darth Vader Estelle is by far the nerdiest person in here. Rachel's just in awe right now.
Rachel's still lost. No idea
what just happened.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Well, you don't know what Alien is.
I don't know what Alien is.
Actually, that's not as bad as not knowing what Star Wars is, though. Honestly.
Ooh.
Okay. Never did I say that I didn't know what Star Wars was.
But you've never
seen it. I
know
Star Wars. I've seen part of Rogue One.
You've seen part of Rogue One, but you've never even seen, like, Yoda or anyone.
I mean, I've gone downstairs and my parents have been watching it with my brother, but I always just walk away.
So you had the opportunity to sit down and watch it, but you chose not to.
Yeah, but why would I watch a guy who, like, talks backwards? His grammar's really bad.
Yoda has his own, like, set of grammar rules. He's so old.
Wise.
He invented grammar. He's so old.
No.
Maybe he's speaking grammar correctly and you aren't.
I can't get on that train. I'm sorry.
Rachel, conspiracy theories, okay? Yoda knows all.
He trained
Luke Skywalker in the marshes to use the Force.
Yeah, but he lost his hand.
Okay, but he can still use the Force.
Yeah.
What is the Force? Define it.
It's when the little bugs It's when the little bugs give you the power to like control things that are away from you. That's my official definition.
All right.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Breaking Point 91.3 WHJE.
I love that intro.
It's so energetic. You're just so happy, enthusiastic.
I love it. I love being here.
He's like on jumps when he does it.
It's like two Ethans on the show. Yes.
Oh no.
Oh no.
This is a problem. We introduced a new person. We got Olivia Harris in the house.
Hello.
Let's go.
Can I cheer for myself? I already did.
Oh yeah, you did. So I mean, it works.
So, Rachel, you went to Jimmy John's earlier today.
I did. I get it every game day.
Every game day? Is that, like, a tradition? Do you win every time?
I mean, yeah.
Are you going to, like, plug the game real quick right now? No?
No.
What?
Are you going to, like, JV plays at blank? No.
Oh. I mean, maybe. Varsity's at 7:30. It's senior night if you want to come out.
Well, I'm not a senior, so.
Well, neither am I, but I'll be there.
Wait, none of us are seniors.
Funny story, though. I don't get the same sandwich every time. I just pick a random number and just kind of eat it.
You pick a random number?
You live dangerously.
That's not weird. It's kind of risky.
Living life.
Yeah.
On the edge, if you know what I'm talking about. Boom.
Anyways.
I turned her mic off.
Good job. Good job, buddy.
Oh, that was on purpose. Definitely on purpose.
Well, this Jimmy John's cashier, I don't even know how to approach this story.
Just go for it. Just spit it out.
Well, okay. So, like, this guy, he walked in, and he came in, and he ordered a sandwich, and then all of a sudden, he pulls out a gun and starts robbing the Jimmy John's cashier.
What? Wait, I've seen this. Yeah. Sorry, I got over by Matt's computer. Yeah. Wait, I've seen this.
And the cashier does not move. He, like, does not care at all.
I feel like that's how you do it, though. You just, like, nonchalant, like, all right, whatever. You're robbing me. I don't care.
That's true. I mean, do you think he's had experience with this?
I feel like this guy's an ex-gangster.
Yes. I feel like that might be it. Okay. Theory. Ex-gangsters work at Jimmy John's.
Yes.
I'm putting it out there.
Rachel, where are you going for your sandwiches?
Based off of today, I'd agree.
Oh. Really? Really? You had a sketch experience at Jimmy John's?
I mean, he had a man bun. And it just
okay.
I'm not
are you profiling man bun?
It was just the vibes.
You're profiling man bun.
No, I'm not. Yeah. He had like some facial hair and a man bun, and it just was not working for me. So he's a thug.
Oh, well, I mean, maybe we could have some people from Jimmy John's like call in and confirm this.
Yeah, like are all of you guys just ex gangsters?
I need to know. I need answers, and I need them now.
Like, I would just, if I saw a guy whip out a gun, I would, like, run as fast as I could. I would just bolt.
I feel like, though, I might just freeze, just, like, put, like, possum, just, like, lay on the ground dead.
Just, like, fall over.
Yeah, and just, like, do what you want. I won't get in your way. Just don't hurt me.
Like, I don't even know, though, because, like, he doesn't move a muscle. He just looks at the gun. The guy, like, points it directly at his head, and he just looks at the gun. He's like, all right.
But that's a baller move, though. Oh. Like, you have a gun, but you're just like, whatever.
He just doesn't care anymore.